Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're a patron and you listen to this podcast. Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, we just finished our Hawkman episode.
Mere seconds ago.
We just flapped our wings and got our hearts out. So now we are going. I wonder if people got annoyed with that.
I don't think so.
I love it. Now we're going to talk about, so we just saw Hawkman in the Flash and Arrow crossover. He's a main character in Legends of Tomorrow. I wanted to ask you, Ashley, because I know you were very skeptical about Arrow.
I was.
And I was the one that had to convince you to watch Arrow.
Yes.
I've loved Arrow since season one. It's had its faults. It's had its problems.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah. I think Flash has been great from the beginning.
Yeah. I think Supergirl's good.
Do you think a Hawkman TV show, say it's on the CW,
sure,
could work?
Well,
what would you need to see? What would you not want to see? Stuff like that.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you would have told me 5 years ago that a Green Arrow TV show was going to work, I wouldn't have believed you.
I would have totally believed you because Green Arrow was on Smallville.
Well, I didn't watch Smallville.
And he was actually pretty cool on Smallville. And originally, it was supposed to be a spinoff of Smallville.
Well, I didn't watch Smallville. And if, you know, like, if you would have told me, if you told me last year that Cat Grant was going to be my favorite character in Supergirl, I probably would have been like, who's Cat Grant?
You went in pretty hard against Calista Flockhart.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And now she's literally my favorite part of that show. I think she's amazing. And then I met her and she was lovely. So great. I will never say anything bad about her again.
Calista Flockhart, we love you.
We love you.
Come on, Geek History Lesson, anytime you want. Bring your husband.
Anytime. Don't bring your husband.
Come on over, Harrison. Come on over, man. You and I could talk carpentry.
Yeah. You guys can build a table.
There you go.
So, you know, I wouldn't say that anything can't work anymore with the right people behind it.
We're gonna find out what you think can't work.
Right, and when you tap into the right, you know, like every character has that thing about them that makes them special.
And as long as you find it,
yeah, and that's one of the things that I think Grant Morrison does a great job at. And Grant Morrison takes lots of characters, yep, who nobody cared about and has made them really important, or he's invented these really weird characters.
My God, I'm so excited for his Wonder Woman Earth One that's coming out soon.
Me too.
Oh man.
What I would really want to see, for me personally, or like if I was showrunning this.
Oh, you cool. Let's hear it. Okay, Ashley V. Robinson, showrunner of Hawkman.
Showrunner of Hawkman.
All right,
can we call it Hawkman and Hawk Girl, first of all? And,
sure. Yes.
That's what, because, you know me.
Okay, the show's called Hawkman and Hawk Girl. Can we call it The Hawks?
Sure.
Okay, it's called The Hawks. Somebody make that poster.
Yeah. Make that poster. Yeah. We'll send you an issue of Hawk World because it'll be in a quarter bin somewhere.
Actually, just buy it yourself.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper.
One of three shipping. I don't know if you could tell from the lesson, but I have always been really interested in ancient Egypt, like as a society and everything about it. Right. That's why I know that Khufu built the tallest pyramid. Khufu, Khafre, and Khafre. Pa-ha-ha.
Who and who?
They were the guys who built the pyramids.
Got it.
Father, son, grandson.
I thought it was the aliens.
You can think that.
Stargate taught me it was aliens.
Look, Daniel Jackson might have played Hawkman.
It was the Go-Ools.
It wasn't Ball, so I don't care. So I would really like to kind of steal the Arrow model and do a lot of flashbacks to their past lives.
Oh!
So every season...
Is each season a different time period?
Well, each season, right, you have your contemporary stuff that's going on, your kind of modern-day drama, and then...
Season one is ancient Egypt.
Season two is
the medieval knights.
The medieval knights, and then season three is the blacksmith, and
season four is the western.
Yeah,
and season five is the pulp detective.
Yeah, it's Carter Hall.
Oh, that's smart.
So that's what I would really want to do with it.
Oh my God, fucking make this show.
Well, Andrew Kreisberg can call me anytime.
Oh my God, I was gonna be like, fuck no, a Hawkman show can't work. You just sold me.
Well, because I think that. And I think that, you know, we were talking about the runs and what people were kind of trying to do to ground this character. Yeah. And I think that focusing it on Earth as opposed to on Thanagar is kind of the right way to do that. And if you want to introduce Thanagarian stuff, which I think is interesting.
I think they just find the ship.
Make it the modern day timeline. Like, I don't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They sprinkle it here and there. But I think relying on that, it works really well for the cartoon.
Yes.
And it works really well for, like, when Hawk Girl took Green Lantern back to Thanagar for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're trying to do a live action show with, like, quote, real people.
quote, real people.
That would, the Thanagarian stuff would be kind of difficult. So I would want to do the time travel thing. And if Legends takes off as well as it has, which, for everything that we understand is going to be playing with time and space.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that would be a cool thing to adopt for the Hawkman show as well.
Okay, cool.
I don't think we'll get one because Hawkman's going to be on Legends.
We will not. Sorry, I just adjusted the volume of my mic. I might have got just really loud. Just sorry. I don't think we'll get one either.
But
I do think it's cool that apparently very quickly in Legends of Tomorrow, we're going to visit Saint Roch.
Yeah.
Or Saint Roch. What do you think it's called?
How do you spell it again?
R-O-C-H.
Oh, Rush. It's a French word. It's so Saint you'll probably Roche? Say Roche, but Rush means rock in French.
Oh, okay. So that, because that's Jeff Johns' his city. He doesn't do Midway City. He does, cause I think Midway City becomes Wonder Woman's town.
Does it?
I think so. I think John Byrne makes it Midway. I'm doing it off the top
of my head. I always think of Midway, and then I always like autocorrect it to Midvale, which is the orphanage where Supergirl was for a long
really?
Time.
Oh, really? I always look at it as Detroit. I always see that as Detroit.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Because it just sounds like a car.
Yeah.
You know?
I got that.
Saint Roche. Saint Roche?
Yeah.
I always called it Saint Roch.
Well, it means rock, so you're not that far off.
I have no idea. I mean, I kind of always thought that was maybe like Baton Rouge or New Orleans.
Oh, that would make sense.
You know?
I would say either that or if you get up to like Minnesota area, there's a lot of like French names up there.
Okay.
But I don't know much about St. Roch. Like maybe more culturally it's like New Orleans.
I mean, it's weird because I feel that the DC cities are, it's so weird that this conversation now become about the DC cities. The DC universe cities are so interchangeable sometimes.
They are because I feel like a lot of them that aren't like Metropolis.
Well, they're all metropolises. They all have like huge buildings.
Or Gotham. They don't have the distinctive personalities that those two cities really, really have. So sometimes one is this?
Well, the only one that I feel that does is Opal.
Yes.
Opal City
definitely does. But I think that's a lot due to the art.
It's also due a lot to James Robinson describing each section of the city.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's surrounded by farmland, which is interesting because he says it's surrounded by farmland because I always have chosen... I've always thought Opal was Portland.
I could see that.
But I don't think he ever mentions an ocean. So
Portland's not on the ocean, though.
Is it not?
No.
Well, then boom.
Seattle's on the ocean.
Opal's Portland.
Portland's not.
Opal's Portland.
Portland's on a river.
But it's surrounded by like wheat fields and stuff like that, which I know Oregon is not wheat.
Oregon's foresty. I mean, I'm sure there's a wheat field somewhere in Oregon. Yeah.
But I guess maybe in his head, maybe he was seeing it like somewhere in Colorado or something like that. Or
like a Denver?
Yeah, like a Denver. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. But I've always seen Opal as Portland.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Because Central...
People from Portland, let us know.
Let's keep going. Central City is Kansas City.
Well, yeah, but Central City and Star City have gotten, I think, more definition through the TV shows, even though they both shoot in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a better sense of what those cities are like from seeing them on TV than I ever did from reading the comics.
Yeah, well, Star City is supposed to be Seattle, even though Seattle also exists in the DC universe.
Yeah, well, New York also exists.
Yes, which is very, very weird.
Yeah. So Star City is definitely Seattle.
Coast City is San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Metropolis is New York. Gotham, Chicago. I'll fight you on that.
Yeah.
Gotham is Chicago. It's full of gangsters.
Well, there's a big argument that like Gotham is New York and
or
Metropolis. Yeah, and Metropolis is Los Angeles. I hear from a lot of people.
Metropolis is Los Angeles?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I think that's like a new thing that people think.
No,
I don't mind the idea of Gotham and Metropolis as sister cities for the sake of the movie.
Yes.
But in my head canon, like in my DC universe,
never.
No way. Because there would be no point in having two heroes then.
No. Like the closest I would ever give you is I would say, okay.
I mean, New York and Chicago aren't like super far apart.
That's true. But I would also say like, okay, I'll give you Metropolis being like Washington, D.C. and Gotham being New York. Like I'll give you that. But that's as far as I go. And Bloodhaven is like Atlantic City.
I literally always thought of Bloodhaven as like Jersey City.
Yeah. That, I'll give you that.
Sure.
But that's it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's as far as I'll give you. And then Midway City is Wonder Woman's. And I've always seen that as Detroit, St. Roch. I think that's it.
I don't. There's probably some that I'm forgetting.
I'm certain there's more. I mean, National City, I guess it's supposed to be L.A. in the Supergirl show.
Oh my God, it's totally LA. Actually, when I went and visited the set of Supergirl, they told me that they have a composite city. Like they've built a digital city that they use for all the wide shots of her and stuff.
What buildings did they replace in LA?
They didn't replace any buildings, but they copied a lot of the buildings.
Oh, okay.
Like the U.S. Bank building.
So it's a 100% virtual shot?
It is.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I mean, it's obviously based off of a plate. But the U.S. Bank building that's downtown, that kind of big iconic one, that's copied a lot.
In downtown L.A.
Yes. So they basically took downtown L.A., which if you've ever seen L.A. from the sky, is actually quite small. Like Los Angeles is very flat and downtown is very tall. So they took that and they just kind of composited and copied a lot of the buildings.
To make it more of a metropolis.
Yeah. But I mean, like it's got palm trees. You see the mountain range and the buses. If you've ever been to L.A., like, those are L.A. buses, those orange buses. I mean, they stuck a river in it. Like, the Los Angeles River is a myth, my friends.
There's no water.
Like, that. I'd say that's the biggest difference.
We're in a drought.
But it's like, they shoot in L.A., and I think that it's smart that they did that, because shooting L.A. for L.A. is way easier than shooting L.A. for anything else.
Yep, it's totally true.
Yeah.
So, Hawkman, what's your season two? What's your season one? What's your season one arc?
In the modern day?
Yeah, modern day. What's season one? What's season one? Pitch me your. I'm Les Moonves of CBS and CW.
Hey man,
I'm Les Moonves.
Is that what Les talks like?
I have no idea.
Our good friend Les.
Hi, I'm Les.
Hi.
You got a hawk. You got the Hawks. Hawks show. Tell me what if I get to the season finale of the Hawks? What's gonna happen?
Okay. Well, in the pilot, you have our Hawk girl, who I'm gonna recast.
Well, we don't have to use the same people.
Okay, cool.
Just ignore all that shit.
Okay, so in the pilot, you see this girl, and she wakes up in like a riverbed or a ditch, and she doesn't know where she is. And so she gets up, and she walks like in bare feet all the way to the city. She gets to the city. She gets beat up, and she discovers that she's got these wings, and she's super powerful, and she has to spend this course of the first season figuring out who she is and how she has these wings. And through that, she encounters this really sexy of uncertain race.
Male model?
No.
She finds a male model.
No.
In a catalog.
But, you know, then she would come across, like, Carter Hall, and he is like a really, like, he's trying to guide her in her discovery, because she has all these flashes back to ancient Egypt, and he's the expert. And then you don't reveal
he's an archaeology professor,
or something like that. And you don't reveal that he's Prince Khufu
until the end,
until like maybe the mid-season finale.
But he hawks up in the pilot. He has to,
like he comes in and saves her or something. You know, so I would want it to be like, it's kind of like what they did for like 15 minutes of the Arrow Flash crossover.
But you want to do it over a whole season.
I do, because I think you could mine a lot of really interesting things. And if you did kind of a parallel discovery storyline in the Egypt stuff about...
Who's the villain?
Whatever, reincarnated priest guy.
Hathset.
I mean, Vandal Savage is a great villain.
I'd say just do Vandal Savage. Hell yeah.
And he's got some more name recognition, but I don't just want to like totally rip off him.
Yeah. Right, well, I'll just rip him off. I would also
want to do more overarching narrative and less Monster of the Week.
Okay.
Because, I get why you do Monster of the Week, and I get that it allows you to introduce a lot of really cool, weird characters.
I know with this one, it'd be like a lot of mummies waking up at the museum, be like, ah, and they're like, oh, it's dead.
Literally never. but I hate Monster of the Week.
Got it.
I think it's kind of lazy. And I think it would be more interesting to even have, like what they're doing on Doctor Who this season, have a villain last for two episodes or three episodes or four episodes.
Two-parters.
So that you spend more time with them. And then I feel like you get the sense that like these two people are training and they're learning their feet. And I would really want it to be like the year one. And like maybe they're not good at it at first. And they have to learn.
Does she have to learn how to fly?
Yes.
God damn it. You sold me on this series.
She falls a lot.
Oh my God. I want to see this show.
And he can fly, but he can't fly very far.
Oh my God. I never fucking thought I would ever be like, man, a Hawkman show sounds cool, but the Hawks? Oh, you sold me on the Hawks.
Right. Now, who would I cast?
Fucking give this show. Don't forget about it. Who cares about that? God damn, I want to see this show. I want to see the Hawks now.
And I would want to, whoever I cast as my two leads, I wouldn't want them to be in the flashbacks to the different time periods. I would want it to be different actors.
Ooh, that'd be tough.
Well,
I get your idea, but that's very tough.
I just think that it doesn't always work out super well. Uh-huh. And I mean, the idea of reincarnation is you're getting a new body.
Yes.
So keep one thing the same. Like they always have the same hair color, or they're always the same ethnicity, or they always have the same eye color, or they always dress the same, or something like that.
I think that's...
So that way you can let those actors and the time periods really sink into that and do better work.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a battle you'll never win.
Look, I'm not actually pitching this.
Well, I'm actually being studio. You're gonna have to let that one go.
I know.
Everything else about your show, fucking awesome. The main actors will have to play the flashback characters.
And I would set all of my period stuff. I would try to bottleneck it as much as possible. Like I would not want to see an outside shot of like ancient Egypt because it's never gonna look good. It's never gonna look right on a TV budget.
Nope.
So like we'll do one like stock photo of the pyramids. Mm-hmm. That's your establishing shot, and then it's always inside the palace or something like that.
Or just in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, like
somewhere.
Yeah, just drive out like half an hour out of the city.
I'm going to help you out with your pitch.
Okay.
During season one, they are constantly searching for a certain item. And at the very end of the season, Hathset or Anton finds the item, and it is the Staff of Shazam.
Cool.
And season two is the resurrection of Black Adam, and that's your season two villain.
You think we can pay The Rock?
No, but but you can also introduce Teth Adam.
As
you can see him in all the time periods.
That would be cool.
And so he finally catches up to him, and he's the big season two villain.
Ooh, and maybe Billy Batson.
You can see a little kid and call him Billy.
Yeah, like.
Oh, hell, okay, here you go. We're going to go even further. The Hawks, our show, The Hawks.
Yeah.
I'm clamoring into your show.
You can I don't want to be the showrunner. You can be the showrunner.
I would gladly be the showrunner.
I'll be a writer.
The Hawks spinoff is Shazam. The Billy Batson Captain Marvel show.
But Billy Batson, like, works for Carter, or like he's always at the museum or something.
Yeah,
like,
he works for Carter.
He's there in the first season.
Well, I would say
in like a cameo kind of.
You see him once in the first season, and then I would say he's a regular character in the second season, and then I would say third season, if we make it that far, that's when we launch Shazam.
Yeah, done.
Because Black Adam is such a threat during our second season that the Wizard Shazam is like, I have to make a champion, Billy.
Yeah. Because he already knows about him. Like, he's seen some of their research or something.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Boom.
That's the Hawks.
Yeah. And then what's our Legends of Tomorrow with the Hawks?
JSA.
We make JSA. How about we go Justice League International?
Okay.
Go crazy.
Go Booster and Blue Beetle.
Yeah, Booster and Blue Beetle.
Fire and Ice.
And then Hawkman's the Batman of the team.
Yes.
Because we can't have Batman, so we'll make Hawkman the Batman.
And then she's the Wonder Woman.
Yep. Yeah.
There
you go. Done. I think this show sounds pretty good.
Cool.
Les Moonves right there, guys, from CBS. This episode went kind of off the rails. It might have been the cold medicine. It might be the beer I'm drinking. I think the Hawks sounds awesome. Thank you guys so much for your support on Patreon, because it's because of you that this podcast happens. I'm going to give you a little tease about the next 2 weeks episode.
What?
Next week is the history of the Jedi.
Guys, it's going to be long.
It's going to be a long, long episode. And then after that, we are bringing back our drama class.
What?
Just like we did last year for our Christmas episode. And that one is going to be, it's a Batman Adventures episode.
It is.
We'll tell you later. You'll see it in social media.
It's
I can't remember.
Batgirl Adventures.
But it's in the Batman Adventures Holiday Special is where it is. So that's what we're going to do. Thank you guys so much for your support. It's because of awesome people like you that this podcast happens. Most of the holiday crypts and crates are shipped out by now.
Yes, they are.
So I hope you guys like all the stuff you got in them. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing you.